Myron, when we elected a pastor, well, they stayed there till something come up that they left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one that left before we got the new pastor, Melvin, he'd been there, that second time he'd been there. All told, he'd been there about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's his only job.
People had gotten to where they didn't, you know, just the crowd was slacking off, and I guess he saw it was best for him to move on, mm-hmm. so he retired.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, what about it at Christmas time? If somebody came to your house on Christmas, what would you say to them?
Well, I don't think they do that around here. I don't. It's Halloween, I think, when they come around here to chill.
Yeah.
But Christmas, I don't think they do that, you know, around here.
Well, what about your family?
We didn't have a Christmas party at the church for Christmas, mm-hmm. a Christmas tree and everything, you know, at church.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't come around to houses.
Yeah. What about family? They come to visit or?
No, Bart lives in Virginia. He tries to come about 3 times a year. He generally comes for Christmas and for Mother's Day in August when we have the reunion. That's about his extent of his coming all the way from Virginia Beach. But Larry and Libby, they're my boy and his wife, they live over here just across town. They belong to Big Creek. And Betty lives down on her and her husband and children belong over here at Calvary Church mm-hmm. across town here. That's where her husband belongs, and she moved her letter over there just before they married.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they go to church. But I've been going to Big Creek since 1929.
Mm-hmm. Well, if some of your family came up on Christmas, what would you say to them to greet them?
Merry Christmas.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Yeah, I have heard that.
How about on New Year's? What would you say to people?
Happy New Year, I guess.
Does anybody celebrate that? Stay up on New Year's or have any kind of special?
I don't think so.
Okay. And what about when somebody dies? Do they have something at the church?
You know about when somebody dies, the church family always furnishes food for that family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know when my husband died, he carried the little girl out here to school, or Lori Betty's little girl yonder, that one yonder. She was in the first grade out here in town. He carried her to school that morning. Betty was working at school at that time. And when he come back, he went to the garden and wasn't down there no time till his plows, he had one of them digger plows. And I was working at the store at that time, and Monday was my day off. So I was at home that Monday morning. He plowed out there and back, and I heard the plow stop, and I went up to see about him. He's laying down there. I got to him, he's already dead.
Hmm.
But before dinner time, well, I'd lay down, honey. I'd have to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lay in the bed. Before dinner time, we'd see that table in the kitchen was full of food.
Mm.
And my doctor out here in town, he come